In recent months, there has been a significant resurgence of measles cases along the I-95 corridor, including, yes, New York and New Jersey. Newsline spoke with Dr. Sharon Nachman at Stony Brook Children's Hospital. Have you noticed more measles cases in your practice?
Well, the good news is we haven't noticed an uptick of measles here in New York or Long Island, but that doesn't mean it's not coming. I worry in particular because this week is school vacation. And that means people are going down to Florida, getting on planes and traveling. And as we've seen from that outbreak that we're talking about in Florida, there were 5 cases in one school district alone in Weston in Florida. And that just tells us that there's a pool of patients who are at risk. They're getting measles, and now they're going to pass it to our children and families who are visiting.
Yeah, so what's going on down in Florida then? Is it lower vaccination rates? And if so, why aren't kids getting those vaccines?
Well, as you know, the vaccine coverage from the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine shows that it's 98% effective, which means that if you've gotten your 2 doses of measles vaccine, it's highly unlikely, almost very, very unlikely, that you will get measles. But if you've had 1 or none, then you are 100% at risk. And it is really possible that the children in this school district in Florida have not been vaccinated, or they've been under-vaccinated. They're all school-age children, and school-age children should have 2 doses of vaccine before they start.
And so, Doctor, is your recommendation to anybody who is looking to travel, you know, this week, a lot of kids off, and maybe, you know, March break, April break, that if you're not vaccinated, you just shouldn't go to any of those hot spots, as it were?
Well, I think that they should get vaccinated for their own safety. And it's not just those hotspots, but people that are traveling and perhaps are also under vaccinated and bringing it back to your school district right here on Long Island. So the take home message is the vaccine is safe. It's wonderfully effective. It will protect your child from getting measles. And that's really what we need to do.
How dangerous is it for a kid to get measles?
Well, measles is a pretty significant viral illness. On the short term, a lot of our children do get rash, and they often get pneumonia. On the long term, they can have complications resulting in brain issues, often even 10 years after they've had their measles. So it's kind of a bomb waiting to explode in your child's future. And we certainly don't want that to happen.
No, of course not. What about us grown-ups? Are we vulnerable as well?
In general, most of us grown-ups, and I speak for myself here, have certainly had our measles vaccines. We've all had our 2 doses of measles vaccine. And some of us who are a bit older may have even had measles as a child. If you've had measles in the past, you're certainly protected. If you had your 2 doses, even if it was years ago, you're also protected. So in general, we're pretty safe. But I wouldn't say let's stop there. If you are going to travel a place that is a high endemic area, like some of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa, talk to your medical provider. Do you need another dose now to protect you?
All right. Great advice, Dr. Sharon Nachman, Chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at Stony Brook Children's Hospital.